So my topics we learned about today. The Gemara will continue its discussion about baby chicks that were born on Yom Tov and other related halachas in general of Ephraichim baby chicks. The Gemara will elaborate on the machlekes mentioned in the Mishnah between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding the shear of Seir and Chametz on Pesach to be chai for the Isra Bal Yirah. And finally, the Gemara will explain the halachas mentioned in the Mishnah related to the laws of Shechita and Kisei Adam on Yom Tov. Some of the key topics and concepts we learned about include Mekach Tois. A Mekach Tois is a business transaction based on false premises. In the case of Mekach Tois, the transaction is null and void, and both the item and the money are returned to the original owners. Nevelas Oif Tahar. The Nevela of an Oif Tahar, a kosher bird that died without Shechita, has a unique status in Tumah in that it is not Metame B'Maga. It does not make a person tummy by contact. Rather, it is metame beveis habliya. A person becomes tummy by swallowing a kezias of meat of this bird. Agama brings a braisa which discusses which parts of the bird are considered meat to confer tumma upon the one eating it, and which parts are not considered meat, and therefore would not confer tumma on the one eating it. Even minachai. This refers to the isra of eating a limb of an animal that was detached from the animal while it was still alive. This Isser is learned from the Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, which states, Le'seichel ha'nefesh im ha'basar. Bir chametz. Aside from the Isser of eating chametz on Pesach, there are also two laws which prevent someone from owning chametz on Pesach, which are Bal Yirah or Bal Yematzeh. The Isser of Bal Yirah is derived from the Pasuk, Le'yirah l'cha chametz, le'yirah l'cha sa'ar b'chol g'vulecha. Whereas the Isser of Bal Yematzeh is derived from the Pasuk, Shives yam sa'ar le'yematzeh b'vatechem. The term Bir chametz usually refers to the mitzvah of Tashbisu, to remove and destroy any chametz in our possession before Pesach. However, here the Gemara uses it to refer to the Isra of Bal Yirah, having chametz in our possession on Pesach, which also obligates us to get rid of all chametz before Pesach. Kisei Adam. The Pasuk in the Torah states, V'isha sheyitzu tzayit chayo ifa sheyachol, v'shavach es dami v'chesel v'offer. From here we learn that a kosher fowl or non-domesticated animal which is slaughtered must have its blood covered by earth or any other similar substance. Malacha shen tzrich legufa. Another rule in the Malacha of Shabbos is that one is only chayiv if they desire the same result as was done in the Mishkan. If, however, someone performs an act on Shabbos with a different intent as was done in the Mishkan, this is called a Malacha in the Tzricha L'Gufa. And there is a Machlekes in the Gemara if one is chayiv for such an action.